Well, here's Ari with another Slim to None cast. And, no, I haven't been paying any attention to Audio Boo. Well, I should say not any attention, but I have been making good use of it. But, c'est la vie. Life's been going on. We've been playing with Haytel, which is a much smaller version and quite a lot of fun. But Audio Boo is still cool. And this story requires a little bit more time than Haytel provides. So, those of you that have been following me have an idea of what's been going on. You know that work shipped us off to Kaparik, which is about an hour and a half away from Prudhoe Bay. And the whole deal was to profess our faith and commitment to the safety culture. And Kaparik has got this whole program that they rolled out, and they're not a BP operation over there. They're ConocoPhillips. So, it's kind of different, but it's the same company has a contract with each, with ConocoPhillips over there and with BP over here at Prudhoe. So, anyway, since it's all our same company, a whole busload of us, so like, 40 people or whatever, got loaded into a bus and we got trucked off to Kaparik to spend most of a day in four sessions, dealing with various aspects of this safety culture program that they're rolling out and we're supposed to be adopting. Well, our busload was 40 some, but there was other people there. So there was more like 80 people in the room. And, we got the little introductory start off speech, and then they broke us up into small groups of about half a dozen. And then we all went our separate routes, and we had, a schedule. It was just like school. So we have a room to go to and get our little session. Well, in this one session, I wasn't there. I wasn't in this group, but one of my coworkers, pretty funny guy. He's pretty big too. He's like 6-something and pretty hefty, but he's a pretty funny guy. And so this one session I go to that I went to with my group, the guy that's running the deal is going, okay, I want everybody to go around the room, introduce yourself, tell us something about yourself that none of your coworkers know. So we all go around the room and do our little thing, and it was pretty typical of what you expect. Well, Sean's group did the same thing. And the guy's going, tell us something about yourself. So they're going around the room. He was kind of at the end of the chain. And they're going, oh, yeah, I like bow hunting. And, yeah, I like science fiction. And, yeah, I like something else. And so we get to Sean, who was last. And he goes, he said something about himself that was pretty normal. And goes, yeah, and here's something that none of my coworkers know. I'm gay. So, he pretty much freaked the whole room out, and then nobody would look at him. Nobody would look at, nobody would face him after that. They'd all look away. he was having a lot of fun. But anyway, I couldn't do this on Haytel, so I did it here. And you just got a picture of a bunch of guys sitting around in coveralls and that kind of a scene happening. It's just hilarious. And it's even more funny if you actually know Sean. So I'm sorry. Most of you don't. And so you probably don't even appreciate this. But it was hilarious. So there it is. Another Slim to None cast from the far, far north. And by the way, the sun came up last week. First time this year. Pretty cool. Except it was so overcast. We didn't get to see it until... Actually, we didn't get to see it until we went to Kaparik. It had been up for a few days already, and we missed it. Anyway, that's it, and we will talk to you some other time.